Well, over the course of the election campaign, one of the big issues has been the cost of living, with significant numbers of people telling both politicians and pollsters that this is the issue most likely to influence their vote. New figures show that consumer prices rose by 0.5% in the year to November. That's the highest rate in 3 months. Our economics and public affairs correspondent David Murphy is here. David, throughout this campaign, people have spoken about how they're being affected by the high cost of food, the cost of energy, the cost of rent. What do these figures tell us?
Well, I guess they show that the cost of living issue hasn't gone away. And we've got to remember that prices over recent years have increased an awful lot. What these figures today show is that they're still increasing, but at a much lower rate. And what they show is that prices have risen by about 0.5% over the past 12 months. But a lot of it looks as if it's being driven by a rise in food prices. They're up 1.7% over the past 12 months, and they're up in November as well, just marginally. What's been bringing down the rate of inflation has been the lower level of increases in energy prices. So they've actually fallen by 7.7% over the past 12 months, although they're up marginally in November as well. So prices still going up, but at a lower rate.
Could all of this, could it have implications for a further interest rate cut? Because another rate cut had been expected in December.
That's right. So interest rates have been cut 3 times so far, and they're now, we had a rate cut in October, bringing the rate, the central rate by the European Central Bank, down to 3.25%. There's a lot of speculation that the European Central Bank could move again on the 12th of December. Now, there are different noises coming from the Executive Council in the European Central Bank. Some of them feel they've come down enough, but a lot of them feel they should continue to go down. And if we look at what the markets say, they have priced in a further rate cut next month and more rate cuts to come. So it would be good news for consumers if that actually happens. I think we'll know more tomorrow when we'll get the overall inflation rates for all of the countries using the euro, the eurozone, and that'll be critical. That'll be the critical point, piece of information that the European Central Bank will look at before it makes its final judgment on the 12th of December.
David, thanks a million. David Murphy there, our economics and public affairs correspondent. We'll have more on the news at one after a short break.
The Black Friday sale is now on at Harvey Norman. Get Black Friday discounts on SIM-free phones today. Save €100 on the Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra smartphone with advanced AI features to help you have effortless bilingual conversations, write impressively phrased messages, and more. Plus, its pro-grade camera lenses capture images in true-to-life detail, even at distance and in low light. Was $1,299, now $1,199. And with our best price guarantee, why shop anywhere else? The Harvey Norman Black Friday sale, now on.
I know what you're feeling, and I was there too. And I know you might think that there is nobody to talk to, but I promise that you're not alone. It was never your fault.